just on along here, this is actually the Prikama Mark. So we're right in the Prikama Mark. Garden here, that time we were working with WWF. Somehow due to some politics, we are no longer involved directly. Hare Krishna. Radhe Radhe. So, and this is why, exactly why we made it on the Prikama Pass, so that thousands of people will see that with just a little care, this is what whole of Vrindavan could look like. Unfortunately, the temple doesn't give anything to maintain this beautiful garden here. Achyuta Prabhu, who was actually designed by one very nice friend of ours in Delhi, who's the topmost landscape architect in India, but he did this as a service. Otherwise, he charges like 2 lakhs per acre or something like that, just for design. So, Achyuta, under his direction, he made this beautiful place, and somehow or other, from his own pocket, he maintains. So if anybody wants to give any donation for the maintenance of this beautiful garden so that it can remain always beautiful and the way Braj should look, and you'll never find Achyuta's office, but you're welcome to give those donations to me and I will send them, give them to Achyuta. Because even up till 3 days ago, I didn't even know where Achyuta's office was, so you'll never find it. So if you feel very happy to come here and chant your rounds or sit here in class, and if you want to give some donation, then you can give to me. I will give to Achyuta. Anyway, we're not quite out of Mathura yet. Somehow when I was thinking about who is this person who swallowed Nanda Maharaj, I found it in our book here, The Demons in Vrindavan Leela, that he's also mentioned actually here in the very back. I had never noticed before. But so as Bhaktivinoda, he describes that this pastime represents how Krishna saves the truth of devotional service from being swallowed by the Mayavadis and other atheists. It illustrates how devotees must avoid the company of such snake-like persons. Just like Mahaprabhu has told us that there's no one, if Mayavadi Vasha Sune, Hoibe Sarvanash, not just Nash, but complete Nash, Sarvanash. If you listen to this Mayavadi Vasha commentaries, then your whole spiritual life not only finished, but completely finished. So we should avoid, just like snakes, just like as soon as you see snakes. Because I myself, I'm big apparati, I like snakes. So I'm always trying to find out where the snakes are hiding in Vrindakund and keep track of them. But anyway, ordinarily when we see snakes, then we become very frightened and we run away. So like that. And this person, he was Vidyadhara, his previous lifetime. He was a demigod named Vidyadhara, and he was very beautiful. But he saw Angira Rishi, who was very ugly, and he began to laugh, so that Rishi cursed him, "You become a snake, you rascal, you're laughing at my ugliness, so you become a snake." And one other thing, because I haven't been on that Mathura Mandal Prikama for a long time, somehow or other, there's one very sweet little place, not far from Bisram Ghat, after you pass up all the 12 ghats on the southern side, and you come around a little bit, you come just on the, you just come out of the edge of town a little bit, and there's one well, and that well is known as Kubja Koop, the well of Kubja, and there's a little deity of Kubja there, because this pastime also took place in Mathura, where that Kubja, she was carrying some sandalwood paste for King Kamsa, and she saw Krishna and she immediately offered it to Krishna and Balaram, and then she began to express her desires, and Krishna said, "All right, I'll see you later. Right now I have some business to do, we'll see you later." Then later, So then he grabbed her by the ear and he stepped on her toe and he went whoop like that, because she was hunchback, you know. So he just whoop straightened her out. She was a little crooked, so he straightened her out. So then she made her desires manifest, and Lord Krishna said, all right, later. So then later he came and he satisfied Kubja's desires, and that place is still there. Kubja Kup, a beautiful little deity of Kubja, is still there in that place.
Pre-transformed or after he transformed? The deity is pre-transformed or after she was transformed?
No, after. We only want to make beautiful deity. Only demigod worships, they worship just like Bhagavatam says, the ugly forms, the ghastly. What is that verse? Some verses there in second canto, I think, that only less intelligent worship the ghastly forms of the demigod. So we don't want to see a ghastly kubja, we want to see beautiful kubja. So then, from Mathura, we move on to Madhuban. Now this Madhuban, this is a very, very famous place since even Satyug. So this class is not Krishna Leela, but this is Vrindavan Leela, so Braj Leela. So this is part of Braj. But this Braj Leela goes all the way back to Satyug. In that Satyug, there was one, and he was the son of his first wife. And he later married a second wife. But he was, since he was younger, naturally, this is the nature of things, younger and more pretty, so he was too much attached to that second wife. So we know the story, Dhruva Maharaj, he sat down on Maharaj, he was trying to sit on Maharaj Uttanapada's lap, and that second wife told, he said, you're not born from my womb, why are you trying to climb on my husband's lap? Like that, you will not be the king, my son will be the king. He just insulted like this, because, what did the Vrishvasi say? Kata buruk, karil ko, or bararoti gam, Sot buri, or sahaji ke kam. So they're describing things that give lots of pain. Very sharp pain, specifically sharp pain. He says many types of stickers, but this, karil, his sticker is crooked like this. We don't have any karil here. But this is famous bush in Braj. In fact, he has no leaves, only twigs and stickers, that's all. And he gets a little tiny fruit called tenti. So, this, he's very sharp. He gives sharp pain. Kata buru karil ko, or bararoti gam. Just like, in the summer season, it's very hot. But somehow or other, you can manage to be in the sun. It's hot, but somehow or other you can manage the sunlight. But when the rainy season comes, when the sun becomes through the clouds, that is just biting, like it just stings like anything. Why is that? Because in the hot season, everything is very dusty, air is also very dusty. It's like now, Radhe Radhe, it's like now, sun is coming, a little bit sharp. But this season also very dry, although it's cold, it's very dry, you know, your skin is all cracking and itching and so many things. So a little dust, you can see, the sky doesn't look completely blue. So you're able to tolerate the sun. But in rainy season, all that dust is washed out and sun is just coming through. When it breaks through the clouds, then you'll see in rainy season, it's just biting like anything. So kata buru karil ko, or bararoti gam. They call this bararoti gam. The sunshine coming between the clouds. Or sot. Sot means to take second wife. In presence of first wife, take second wife. This also gives very much pain. And sahaja ko kaam, or doing business with partner. Somehow this partnership type of business always causes great pain, all these things. So this Maharaj Dhruva, he got practical, Uttanapada and Dhruva, they both got practical experience. So then he ran off, you know the story. So that time, his mother told him, you go to the forest. So he was going along the way. He ran into Narad Muni. And Narad Muni, what did he tell him? Very beautiful verses there, Canto 4, Chapter 8, verse number 42. Tattata gacchabhadram te yamunayas tatam suchi punyam madhuvanam yatra sanidhyam nityadahare. Punyam madhuvanam. Where did he tell him to go? He said, Yamunayas tatam. On that bank of Jamuna, punyam madhuvanam. There's one very pious forest. Madhuvan. So my dear boy, I therefore wish all good fortune for you. You should go to the bank of the Jamuna, where there is a virtuous forest named Madhuvan. And there be purified. Just by going there, one draws nearer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always lives there. Both Narad Muni and Suniti, the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, advised Dhruva Maharaj to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Narad Muni, especially giving him directions, this worship of the Supreme Person can very quickly fructify. He recommends that Dhruva Maharaj go to the bank of the Jamuna, where there is a forest of the name Madhuvan, and begin his meditation and worship there. Now there's some controversy, because when I was in Kanpur, there's a place called Bitur, which it's also connected with this Madhuvan. And there they claim that they also have one Dhruva Tila there. They claim that Dhruva did his meditation there. But here is clearly this Srimad Bhagavata saying, Punyam Madhuvanam, that he did it in Madhuvan. That place is known as Bitur, it's also known as Barhismati. It's also known as... one other name is there, I forgot.
Prabhu, I have a question.
Yeah.
If already in Satyayuga they knew this place is called Madhuvan. So they knew why it was called Madhuvan.
We'll also get to why it's called Madhuvan.
And then later,
it has many names. There's many reasons why it's called Madhuvan.
Much later on, then Krishna kills Madhu. So, I mean, there's a prior knowledge of this whole Leela, and then this Leela takes place. It's like...
So this is very interesting here. Prabhupada's talking that dhams refer to the place where one can immediately contact the Supreme Lord. He said there are many holy places such as Prayag and Mathura, and the topmost of all of them is Vrindavan. Unless one is very advanced in spiritual life, he says, unless one is very advanced in spiritual life, it is recommended that he live in such holy places and execute devotional service there. So now I finally understood why I stay here, because I'm so fallen and so very unadvanced. So he said, but an advanced devotee like Narad Muni, who is engaged in preaching work, can serve the Supreme Lord anywhere. So because I'm so fallen, I have to stay here in Vrindavan, because I can't make it anywhere else. This is very important sentence here by Prabhupada. According to the statement of Narad Muni, Madhuvan, which is still existing in the Vrindavan area in the district of Mathura, is a most sacred place. Many saintly persons still live there, engaged in devotional service of the Lord.
Which verse is this?
This is Canto 4, Chapter 8, verse 42. 4, 8, 42. You know, 4, then double 4 is 8, and that 2, because you doubled the 2 and 4, 42. 4, 8, 42. Then he gives, since we're discussing, he gives the list here. There are 12 forests in the area of Vrindavan, and Madhuvan is one of them. Pilgrims from all parts of India Of course, now it's from all over the world. Assemble together and visit all the 12 of these forests. There are 5 forests on the eastern bank of Yamuna. Bhadravan, Bilvavan, Lohavan, Bandirvan, and Gokul Mahavan. On the western bank, there are 7. Madhuvan, Talavan, Kamudavan, Bahulavan, Kamivan, Kadiravan, and Vrindavan. So anyway, as you're going down the Delhi highway, you will see a huge, monstrous dome going up over some sort of temple-like structure. There's some political fellow named Jai Gurudev who stays there. But that is the road right there, right past, just right next to that is the road to Madhuvan. And as you come down that road, then you'll come to... First, before you enter the village, you'll see a little hill off to the side. Across there's some water sitting there, and you'll see a little path, a little forest is there. That is the Dhruvatila. Dhruvatila. So it says, each... Tila means hill. Goshala Tila. Iti yukta sam prakramya pranamya cha niparvakaha yayo madhuvanam punyam. Again, punyam. Haresh charana charchitam. Haresh charana charchitam. Very nice description here. When Dhruva Maharaj, the son of the king, was thus advised by the great sage Narada, he circumambulated Narada, his spiritual master, and offered him respectful obeisances. Then he started for Madhuvan, which is always imprinted with the lotus footprints of Lord Krishna, and which is therefore especially auspicious. So even in Satyug, somehow or other, Krishna is loaded. Haresh Charana Charchitam. It is always, because Krishna is eternally performing his leelas here. So even though in the Treta Yuga, one character came, Madhu, and he made this Madhuvan his place, and then apparently from this Madhu comes the name Madhuvan. But since the place is eternal, even when the destruction takes place, even many, many kalpas before this place was there, even many, many Treta Yugas ago, it was always there. Hare Charana Charchitam. Hare, I mean Hari, Charna, his lotus feet, Charchitam, it is decorated with these marks of his lotus feet. So Dhruva Maharaj went to that place, he performed his pastimes there, we know this story. He was eating berries and little fruits every 3 days, then he was just eating these dry leaves. You see here, here's your prasad. Dry leaves every 6 days, then taking a little water every 9 days, then he was taking breath every 12 days. Then finally he just stopped breathing altogether, and because he was realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead within himself, within his heart, and he was becoming so identified with the Supreme Lord, he was standing on one leg, and because the Supreme Lord is the heaviest, because he was keeping that Supreme Lord within his heart, then whole earth was just when he moved his toe, you know, he was standing on one leg, so sometimes the balance, you have to move your toe, so whole earth was, whole Bhumandal was trembling like this. And not only that, he stopped the breathing completely. When he stopped breathing, because he had identified with the Lord, who's also identified with the entire universe, then he stopped the breathing of the entire universe. All the demigods, they went to Lord Brahma. You know, so somehow Lord Brahma, he started the universal breathing again. Then they say, hey, you know, what's going on? He said, don't worry, it's just my devotee is there. I will go see him and calm everything down. So then he went, Dhruva Maharaj's meditation broke, and then he looked, and he saw the Lord was standing before him. And just he was a small child, he didn't know what to say, so the Lord touched him with his conch shell, then he offered so many beautiful prayers to the Lord. So that was Satyug. Then in Treta Yuga, there was one demon named Madhu. And he saw this beautiful forest, so he made his kingdom there. And he immediately began to create so much havoc for all the sadhus and saintly persons who live there. And then finally he retired and he made his son, Lavanasur. You know Lavan? Anybody knows Lavan? We don't have any Bengalis here, huh? Salt. Some salty Asura was there. Now they say, Brijbasi is one of their versions of why the Vrindavan water is so salty. It's because Krishna killed, or not Krishna, but we'll see who, somebody killed that Lavanasur here. So, therefore, when he died, then somehow he contaminated all the water and it became Lavan, salty. Yes, yes, that's what we'll get to. So this Lavanasur, he was big Asur. He didn't want anybody to worship anyone besides him. Or koi Bhagawan, there's no other Bhagawan except Lavanasur. Bhagawan Lavanasur ki. Who said Jai? Who said Jai? Just see. We have some disguised Asuras here. Disguised as devotees. So this Lavana, he stopped. So finally they all went to Lord Ram and they said, you know, he's throwing stool and blood and all kinds of horrible things in our jagya. He's always disturbing us in so many ways. So that time, Lord Ram's younger brother, Satrughna, he told, my dear brother, no need for you to trouble yourself. You have already taken so much trouble. You went there to Lanka, killed this Ravan. This guy is just puny little demon. You let me do some service for you. I will go and kill him. So Lord Ram said, all right, you can. He said, one thing though. That Brahadidi that you brought from Lanka, you let me take him with you. Now this is how this, I told you we would tell how this Brahadidi finally came to Mathura. He said, let me take that Brahadidi with me, then by worshipping him, I'm sure I will get victory. So Lord Ram said, yes, you take that Brahadidi with you. So, on the way, he came to the ashram of Valmiki Muni. That is a place called Bitur, in just near Kanpur. This time when we were on marathon, we were supposed to go there. We never quite made it. But I've been there before. They have some nail there. They claim that Lord Brahma put this nail in the center of the universe. Somehow there's two centers. One in Naimishandra. This is also... But this is... Naimishandra is also center. This is also... Somehow he put a nail there. So this is where the universe is nailed down. You know, they have this big brass Brahma keel. And they have some name. It's all the way from Satyayuga. Some name is there. Then Barhismati. Now they claim that Dhruva Maharaj... But Barhismati is connected with Dhruva Maharaj in that... At Swayambhuva Manu, his capital was name was Barhismati. No, Barhismati. I just was looking. No, but this Barhismati is right on the bank of Ganga. And this also, then at Swayambhuva, in Satyayuga, Swayambhuva Manu was living there, but in Tretiyuga, Valmiki Muni had his ashram there. And this is where Love and Kush were born. So just that time, Satrughna came, Love and Kush were just born. So he got to see these two sons of Lord Ram. From a distance he made his obeisance, and from very far away he circumambulated Sita Maharani. Then he met with Valmiki Muni. Valmiki Muni told him that this Lavanasur, he's very powerful. Especially he's got some weapons that were given to him, mystical weapons. Now if you meet him with those mystical weapons in his possession, then you'll get big trouble. Even you won't be able to defeat him. So somehow you have to study his activities and find him without those weapons. So he got this secret there in Valmiki's ashram. So then he went on. So he hid there in the forest when he came. He hid in his Madhuvan and he watched. And he saw that every morning this Lavanasur, he goes hunting. And he leaves all his weapons. He just takes one big spear. He says, oh, then I will catch him in the morning. So in the morning this Lavanasur was coming. He had several tigers, a big elephant, a big snake, crocodile, several wild boars, all just hanging over his spear. That was going to be his dinner. Yeah. And he was coming down the road, and Satrughna came before him and said, "You rascal, I am Satrughna, the brother of Lord Ram. Now you immediately prepare to meet your doom." He said, "Aha, I have heard about you, and I have been waiting for you. You just wait 1 minute, I'll go and get my weapon." "No, I'm not going to wait, I'm going to fight right now." "Then what is this? How I can fight without any weapon? What is this you mean, you say you have no weapon? You're just a coward, you're just using this excuse to run away. What did you kill all these animals with? You have a big spear in your hand, no? You're just making some excuse because you're a coward and you're just trying to run away." So he was big insulted. So he said, "All right, you just tried to kill me with that spear then." So immediately there was big fight, but because he didn't have his mystical weapons, only had with his spear, so that Satrughna smashed him. So then he changed the name of that place to Madhupuri. From this Madhupuri has come the name, somehow or other, this name Mathura has come. So he established his capital there, and he began to worship that Brahadiri there. Because Madhuvana and Mathura is practically the same place. They're very close. And Brajmano Prakamas is one of the best walks. You just walk like 4 or 5 kilometers and you're there in Madhuvan. And you can see that Dhruv Chila we read in Srimad Bhagavatam. You can see that place is there. So that's Treta Yuga. Now Dwapar Yuga. Oh my goodness. Or still, maybe it must be Treta Yuga still also. What did we have here? Oh, actually, there was one other pastime in, also in Satyu. What is that? Vratrante kartike maasi, tri ratram samuposita snata karachit kalindyam, harim madhuvane richat, chayat, madhuvaneer chayat. Harim Madhuvaner Chayat. In the month of Kartik, after observing that vow of Ekadasi and Dwadasi for 1 year, after observing a fast of 3 nights, and after bathing in the Jamuna, Maharaj Ambarish worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, in Madhuvan. Here specifically, Harim Madhuvaner Chayat. He worshipped Archayat. He worshipped this Hari. Where? In Madhuvan. So this Madhuvan also famous because Maharaj Ambarish did his vrat, of observing Ekadasi for 1 whole year. He stayed there. And then he started in Kartik and he ended in Kartik. Here they said. Is that Kartike? Vratrante Kartike Maasi. And that's Kartik month. And he broke his fast, and we know what happened. This is a whole big story in Srimad Bhagavatam, all about this. Durvas Muni, oh! We have to go back to Mathura again. Because we forgot one thing, it's not actually part of the... Well, if you like, it's part of the Brajmanda Prakrama, but they don't take it there. You have to go privately, because you happen to know that just across the street from... Or not across the street, across the river from Visramghat, is Durvasa Muni's ashram. And I've been there many, many years ago. It was a very neglected place. But just a few months ago, very good news came that this Keshav Gaudiya Math has taken over that Durvasa Muni ashram. So now it will become a very lively, wonderful place. It was just neglected, some, you know, hardly taken care of. So now some nice, now it has come in the hands of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and it will be taken care of very nicely. So this place, because Krishna, we know, everybody knows that Sandipani Muni was his guru. But that is another type of guru. And there's reason, when they're discussing, Krishna and Balaram, when they were in Mathura, they were discussing who's going to be our spiritual master. They were saying, well, the only person who's actually, who's the best, most qualified, is this Vyasadeva. But Vaishnavata, due to his being a Vaishnav, he will feel embarrassed to try to teach us. He knows our supreme position. Vaishnavata, due to his Vaishnavata, due to his being a Vaishnav, that he will not agree to teach us. So we have to find out somebody who doesn't know. So they accepted who? The Sandipani Muni. They said he's born in Kashi and he's living at the lotus, at the feet of this Kaleshwar. Mahakal. Mahakaleshwar. When Mahakaleshwar, huge Shivaling is there near Ujjain. That time was known as Avantipur. Avanti. So he's staying there in this Avanti Desh, at the feet of this Mahakaleshwar. So because he's worshipper Lord Shiva, he won't recognize us, therefore he will be able to teach us. He will be our best. He's very qualified in all the sciences. So but Krishna also has Kul Guru. That means like family guru. So that is Durvas Muni. Durvas Muni is Krishna's Kul Guru. That is other type, Siksha Guru. This is like Kul Guru, family type guru. Gargacharya was called to do the name-giving ceremony. That was by, who was it? Nanda Maharaj's family guru is Sandilya Rishi. So he recommended that you call, his guru was Gargacharya. He said, better my guru come and do this name, because this is very special. So he called, Gargacharya did the name-giving ceremony. He's not actually, he's also a type of guru, you can say. So one time, Krishna, he came late for Rasa dance. And all gopis complain, you know, that without you even one moment becomes just like a yug. And I was always wondering in this verse, Yugaitam Nivishena Chakshusa Parishai, this verse, why they say 12 years? So I looked, so the other day, just out of curiosity, I looked up in the Hindi dictionary, yug also means, it also means yug, like we know of yug, it also means 12 years. Like that. But I think this other yug of thousands and thousands of years, that is more appropriate. That is more appropriate. It always sounds funny. One moment seems like 12 years. Always, where is it? But somehow in Hindi, if you look up the direct translation, it will say 12. So they told that, you know, even if we miss you for one moment, it's just like yugas are going by. So Krishna said, well, you see, my guru came. So I had to serve him. But you're Bande Krishna Jagad Guru. You're the guru of the whole universe. What is this? You also have guru. Yes, I also have guru. He's there on the other side of Jamuna. Durvas Muni. So I had to serve him. So therefore, because I was serving my guru, I came to the lake. The gopis said, you have guru? Then this we have to see. If someone is your guru, then we have to see him. But he's on the other side of Jamuna, so how are we going to see him? Krishna told you, just tell that I'm coming, that we're all coming from Nandagram, where Krishna is staying as a very strict brahmachari. He said, if you go to the Jamuna and you tell something true, then immediately you give passage. So you just go there and you tell, we're coming from Nandagram, where Krishna is living as very strict brahmachari. So all gopis began to laugh. But anyway, they took so many butter and yogurt and milk and so many wonderful things, and they went to the side of Jamuna, and they told, we're just coming from Nandagram, where Krishna is living as Drida Brahmachari. Immediately, Jamuna, parted her waves and gave them paths, just ankle deep, and they crossed over, and all gopis were laughing. And they went there, and they saw Durvas Muni in his ashram, and they paid their obeisance to him, then immediately took their dood and makkan and everything and began to cook so many wonderful things. And then they offered all of these huge feasts to Durvas Muni. He ate a whole thing, one bite, right? Whole thing he ate. And he was very pleased with them. He's very easily pleased. He gave them all benediction, whatever the desire in their heart, that will be fulfilled. So then they said, but how are we going to get back across Jamuna? He said, you just go to the Jamuna and you tell that we're coming from Durvas Muni's ashram where he's only drinking Durva Rush. You know this? Durva grass. Just like this. This is all, this, maybe, I don't know. This is the Durva. So just, he squeezes the juice from this grass and he's drinking this Durva Rush. It's like we're taking in restaurant, we take the Santara Ras, you know? Juice. So by the Sunday it becomes Durvash. Huh? It means Durva, this Durva grass, this Ras. He drinks only Durva Ras and nothing else. There his name is Durvasa Muni. So gopis, they began to laugh. Then they went to Jamuna and they said, we are just coming from Durvas Muni's ashram where he's only drinking the juice from this grass. Immediately Jamuna, she gave part, and all gopis began to laugh and ran to other sides. So this Ambarish, he's connected many ways. This Mathura, also this Madhuvan, he's connected there. So Ambarish. So then the Satrughan, also very beautiful verses there.
How come the Amuna passed it? Because they weren't telling the truth. The Durvasa Muni just had this big feast and they were telling you the truth. I failed to get that.
Well, Gopi said, after they crossed Jamuna, they said, Ek Tagat Guru, Ek Tagat Chela. Dono ke beech mein Tagani. Jaisa Guru, Jaisa Chela, Chela, Jaisa Tagani. That this Guru, he's a very clever fellow. And this Chela, this disciple, he's also a very clever fellow. And this Jamuna, she's a cleverini. So just like disciple, you know, like father, like son, just like Jaisa Guru, Jaisa Chela, Jaisa Takani. These three, they're all very clever. Clever or crookedly clever. All very crookedly clever. So anyway, Canto 9, Chapter 11, Text Number 16. Excuse me, 13 and 14. Subahu Sruta Senascha Satrugnasya Babuvatu Gandharvan Koshito Jagne Bharato Vijaye Disham Tariyam Danaaniya Sarvam Ragye Nyavedayat Satrugnascha Mado Putram Lavanam nama rakshasam hatva madhuvane chakre maturam nama vaipurim. Satrughna had two sons named Subahu and Srutasen. When Lord Bharat went to conquer all directions, he had to kill many millions of Gandharvas who were generally pretenders. Taking all their wealth, he offered it to Lord Ramachandra. Satrughna also killed a rakshas named Lavan, who was the son of Madhu Rakshasa. Thus he established in the great forest known as Madhuvan, the town known as Mathura. Shatrughnascha Madhoputram Lavanam Nama Rakshasam Hatva Madhuvane Chakre Maturam Nama Vaipurim. So Shatrughna, and you can go there in that Madhuvan, once you come inside, after that Drutila, and you come inside the forest and there's a lake there. And beside that lake, you'll find one little broken-down temple of Satrughan. So that was Treta Yug. So then, Dwapar Yug. Then Krishna and Balaram themselves used to come to that forest and drink madhu. You know madhu? Honey. So Krishna's pastimes, they are very sweet like honey, madhu. So this is, so many sweet pastimes have taken place here, so it's also named, called Madhuvan. Not just because it's named after demons, but because Krishna's madhu sweet pastimes have taken place there. So Krishna and Balaram, there's one Krishna Kund is there. And Krishna Balaram, they enjoyed many wonderful pastimes. There you'll see on the side of the Kund, there's a little deity of Lord Balaram. Now if you look closely at all the deities, Oh, there goes the water tank for WWF. They go around watering all the trees. The WWF water tank. So, there's a very beautiful deity of Lord Balaram. And if you go around Braj, you'll notice they always leave Balaram's shirt a little open so you can see in one hand, usually his left hand, because right hand he's giving benediction. And then you'll see, but you can always tell it's Lord Balaram. Because you'll get confused, because you'll see that most of the Balaram deities are black. Now people always ask why. They said, you see all the old deities from 5,000 years ago, they were all carved out of black stone. Because we can also ask them why Radha Landanishwar is white, why Radha Ras Bihari is white. And Krishna, he's simply taking this deity form, whatever it may be, stone or jewel or mind or anything. So that can be white stone, black stone, any stone. So although just like this Nisringapali, we'll go to Mayapur now, and we'll go to Nisringapali, also very old black stone, Nisringadev. Nisringadev, we can imagine lions are not black. So somebody can ask, well, why he's black? Because all deities are black stone. But you can tell it's Lord Balaram, because behind you'll see that Anantashesha is always there. He's raised his hand in benediction. And you'll see on his chest, he's holding one cup of Baruni. Brijbasis, they tell something else. But we have it on the authority of our acharyas, it is Baruni. So you'll always see his shirt is open a little bit, and you'll see his hand is there with his cup. This is Baruni. And this particular Balaram, he's got two beautiful eyes, just like crescent moon. You know, just like after the moon, right after Ekadasi. You see the moon after Ekadasi? Or on the Ekadasi day? You know, just little crescents. So those, Balaram, he's sitting there with his Baruni, and his eyes are just like this. Very, very sweet deity of Lord Balaram is there.
Baruni, you say, is intoxicated?
Have you ever drank a bunch of honey? After the Sunday feast, when all the guests are gone, there's so much halava and sweet rice left over. Because in old days, because we heard one time in Los Angeles Temple, they prepared big feast for 40 people. And hardly anybody came. There was just a few devotees. Dayananda was there. Maybe Mukunda was there. I don't remember. Maybe Tamal was there. Anyways, poor Gargamuni. Few devotees were there, and Prabhupada was there. So they made this big feast. Hardly anyone came. There was so much left over. And Prabhupada said, we cannot waste any of this. So immediately he told, you know, Dayanand, you take more halava. As a Mukunda, you take more puris, like this, and more sabji for you, Tamal, and Gargamuni, you take more sweet rice, like this. He made them eat that entire feast. Everything. Nothing should be saved for next day. So like that, so because of that pastime in old days in ISKCON, after the Sunday feast, it was the devotee's duty to see that nothing was left over for next day. I don't think they follow anymore, huh? Do they? Anywhere they do? Randolph shaking his head, yes?
Not always, there's always a few more left
over. But anyway, if you've ever, I can remember some feast where we had lots of sweets and we were just drinking so much sweet rice and halava, and after a while we were just rolling on the floor giggling, and so you can imagine drinking just pure honey, how giggly you'll become. You try to drink a whole can of, what is that, Eagle Brand? You know, where are you from? Which country?
England, States.
States, you never bought a can of Borden's Eagle Brand? Sweetened condensed milk. You drink one cup of that, one little tin of that, then you'll see what happens. You know Eagle Brand. You drank a whole tin. I'm only going to get half. Half is my limit. But you just immediately become giggling and laughing, completely intoxicated. One time, old days, Prabhupada had just come to India. He went to Calcutta. The first time Pishiman was coming, Jamuna was Prabhupada's cook. She personally told me this story. Jamuna was Prabhupada's cook. And so Prabhupada came very excited into the kitchen. He said, "Today my sister is coming. You must cook very, very nicely." And he told her everything to make and how to make, and then he stayed in the kitchen and helped her make. He was so insistent that everything be very nice for her, so he was helping also in the kitchen. So he cooked everything very, very nicely. So then Pishima came, and they were both sitting and talking and laughing in Bengali, and Jamuna was serving, and Prabhupada was just eating with great gusto, just everything. He was just eating and eating, whatever Jamuna brought, he just ate, you know. So finally Jamuna came in one time, and she asked Prabhupada, he said, "Shall I give some more to your sister?" And she doesn't know any, she's Bengali, she doesn't know any English. So she said, so Prabhupada said, "No, no, do not give her any more. She's so fat, if you give anything more, she'll explode." And then he smiled. He smiled at her sister, and Pishima smiled back. She can't understand what's going on. "If you give this fat old lady any more, she will explode." And Prabhupada smiled at her, and Pishima smiled. And then she asked if Prabhupada wanted any more, and Prabhupada had finished everything. He'd taken all the katoris, and he had stacked them one on top of the other, you know. And he still had one in his hand. He said, "No, no, I have finished everything, just see." And he took the last katori and he threw it at the bottom one, so that everything fell down with a big... And Jamuna says, "Oh..." At that time they called Swamiji. "Oh, Swamiji, you're so intoxicated." And then Prabhupada said, "Yes, when I was small, I used to climb on her back and pull her two braids, you know, like that." And then he smiled at his sister and she laughed and she smiled. So do not give this fat lady anymore. So this Madhuvan, this Madhu Didi is there. I mean, this Balaram Didi is there with his Madhu. So, that's Dwapar Yuga. Then in Kali Yuga, this self-same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also came and visited this Madhuvan, that is also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, Mahaprabhu, after we heard yesterday, he took his bath and all the Visram Ghat and all the 24 tirths on either side, and he saw that Keshav Dev Didi, then he went also to this Madhuvan, and all of, we'll follow him around as he goes through all the different forests of Vrindavan. So in that way, this Madhuvan, it is famous in all the yugas, from Satyug and Treta-yug and Dwapar-yug. That's interesting, because it seems like the natural order should be Satya, Dwapar, Treta, and Kali. If Dva means two, so that's second, and Treta means three, that's third. So just after Prabhupada's disappearance, I went to Kathmandu, there I met one Vaishnava Brahmin who told me the story. Later I went to Sitamari, the birthplace of Janaki, and there I met one very good friend of mine, one sadhu, who comes here every Jamastami. Since last 8 years he's coming and celebrating Jamastami in our temple. Although he lives in Sitamari, he's a worshipper of Radha and Krishna. So he also told me the same story, that this, in the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma, he created seven suns just from his mind. Those are known as Saptarishi. Manasaputra, created from the mind. So at night time, when you see in the north, if you're not from Durban, unless you're from Durban, you can't see. There's one forest. We won't cover it in our class, but there's one forest that's very, very far away. In Sanskrit, far means dur. So in South Africa, there's one Durban. That is the farthest forest of Braj. We won't get there in our Prakrama. But there you can't see Saptarishi, huh? You see? No. Such a rishi can't see there. But we can see. We call it Big Dipper. That is the seven sages. Saptarishi. So, to each of them he gave some different duty. So, to Vasistha Muni, he gave him the job that you become the of this line coming down from the sun, Suryavams, you become the Purohit. Purohit means like priest. A priest means that whenever there's some marriage sacrifice or name-giving ceremony or all these different sanskaras, then you call the priest and you pay him some money and he does some mumbo-jumbo. And I mean, people, they don't know anymore. They just call the priest and they just give him some dakshina. And sometimes it's very funny. It's like when our Dharmaputra, we have one devotee here, Dharmaputra. We went for his daughter's wedding. So, at that time, all the old ladies there, they were scolding. One skinny little, they called some little skinny little Purohit, little priest. So it wasn't like there was any, it was just a business, you know, just like real business relationship. No sweetness was there. So this little guy, he's just chanting all these mantras. So all the old Bengali ladies, they're scolding him. No, you're not chanting wrong. So this is what's going on. Not that mantra. You chant this mantra. They were all there. He knew more than him. Like that. So this is Purohit. So Vasistha Muni, and because you do all these types of activities, then you also have to suffer some sort of reaction. Prabhupada describes this in one of the Bhagavatam purports somewhere. That we were just reading the other day. This, when the demigods went to Visarup, he said, no, I don't want this job. Right? We just read in Bhagavatam the other day, those of who were here, right? That was where we read this verse. He said, no, don't give me this job of being the priest. And there's so much reaction involved in this. So Vasistha Muni, he came back to Lord Brahma and he said, hey, wait a minute. Hey, Dad, you didn't give me a very good deal. You give me some other service to do. He says, look, I've already given out all the services. Please do the service. I have no one else to do. He said, anyway, look, I promise you that you do this service, one day the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself will come in the form of Lord Ram and you will be the Purohit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then you will be free from this duty. So he was a little satisfied, so he said, all right, I will accept this duty. So Lord Brahma was very satisfied when the son is Agyakari, when he follows the Agya, just like we chant every day, one of the aparas, Guru Avagya. So opposite of Avagya is Agyakari, one who follows the order. When father has son, it's like we don't see in Western countries. In India you can see how the sons are very obedient to their father. Isn't it? Our Swami Rishi, he knows. They're very obedient. So, he was very happy. So he said, alright, you take some benediction. So Vasistha Muni said, alright, you said that when this Lord Ram appears, but that is Treta Yuga, now it is Satya Yuga, then comes this Dwapar Yuga, then comes this Treta Yuga. So that's many millions of years, long time I have to wait before I get free from this duty. That's all he said. But Lord Brahma, he's very intelligent, he can understand. He said, alright, my dear son. For you, we'll switch this particular kalpa, we'll switch the yugas around. This Dwapar Yuga will come last, and the Treta Yuga will come first. Like that, then you won't have to wait so long. So they switched the yugas around. So this Treta Yuga came, and then this Dwapar Yuga came. Like that. But anyway, we have to run to get prasadam, so unless there's any questions. No, ordinary Dwapar, Treta and Kali. Just this particular kalpa, it has been switched around by Vasistha Muni.
Where is the next meeting?
Where is the next meeting? Underneath the Krishna Balaram tree. Anybody doesn't know where Krishna Balaram tree is?
The one on Paisamba.
Yeah, you just go down the Prikama path and you'll see one beautiful black tree with a white tree sitting on his shoulder. that particular day, Balaram's team won. So they had to carry the other team on their shoulders. So Balaram is sitting on Krishna's shoulders. So this is Krishna Balaram tree.
How do we get to Parsham's trail from the temple?
You go out the guest house gate, you turn right, and then almost immediately you turn left, and then you'll come to a T, and you again turn right, and you go down, and when the cement, the concrete, not what is it, asphalt ends, that is Krishna Balaram tree. And there's nice little chabutar underneath. We can somehow or other fit there. It used to be a nice clean place. Now there's a little bit of water there, but they've built a nice little thing, so somehow we'll all adjust there. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Vrindavan Dharma ki!